bring it all.
Nice cans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I spent money.
Nice equipment in here.
This is
it's mono price. It's from China.
Okay.
This week's episode brought to you by China.
You know everything. The rest, China. The rest doesn't really narrow it down. This is the one product made in China.
Go out and buy shit.
They only make these there. What else do they make in China?
Kids.
Women.
No, they make kid. Oh no, they repealed that.
Yeah, there's ways around it.
They make
you can have two now.
They make stuff with lead in it.
You know, I think you just get fined. You just, if you're rich, you can have as many kids as you want.
You just pay taxes.
Yeah.
Is it like
just pay child
every
support?
Every woman can have two kids, but every man can have as many as he wants. Like he can impregnate multiple women just only two times.
Oh, here, I have a all right, something interesting. And now we're talking about China.
See, Jeff, right before we started, Jeff was like, you need to turn my microphone up. But then he's also the guy who sits a foot from his microphone.
Well, that's why you need to turn it up. He's like, I'm going to be pretty lazy today.
So you're going to want to crank this bitch.
See how Matt gets it right in his face?
Yeah, I get all up in it.
Well, you guys complain that I talk too loudly, so I put away.
I'll cover you.
All right.
Well, you're one of these, and I'll turn it accordingly.
In China, I saw an interesting thing about China. Okay, so all those years, they had the, you'd have one kid, so everybody's having a boy because a boy can make money, right?
Where they throw the girls down. Right?
Sure, yeah.
Or something.
Well, now, there's not enough women. So now to get a woman in China, you have to have a certain amount of money and your family has to typically pay the other family a bunch of money.
Dowry.
And you have to be extremely wealthy now to even consider getting married. So now it's switched over. It's like the free market society, or it's become this free market society where now everybody's having girls because girls are a higher commodity. In China,
you know what I would do? I'd have
you have to pay so much money to get your son married.
Matt,
hell yeah.
I said I would have one that was both.
You'd have one that's both?
Oh, yeah.
My baby's got a penis and a vagina.
Depending on which way the market was going, you could have, you know, be like, it's a boy today.
Tape it back. You're a beautiful
grand
girl. Now get out there and make daddy some money.
Okay. Well, do you guys want to start, or should we include that part?
What was wrong with that?
I don't know. Matt, do you want to do the intro today? You've never done one, I don't think.
Yeah, today this is the show. It's called At Least I Have You. You're on listening to it now. My name is Matt. Daniel's here, and Jeff is here, as always. And we got Nick. What's your last name, Turner?
Jesus Christ.
Nick Turner's here. That's it, right? I'm good? Yeah, all right.
Well, that's
the
right.
First and last time.
Nick Turner came from space.
Uh-huh.
So how was space?
This is good. So who usually does the intros?
Not Matt. That's the answer.
Usually anybody but Matt.
Nah, space is great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, where are you from?
Great question. I live in New York. I grew up mostly in Virginia.
West or regular?
Virginia.
Yeah, I know.
West, if I said West, no one would say Virginia and mean West.
I know.
But
on the other hand, though, if you are from West Virginia, you might just say Virginia.
Yes, yeah, because you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because you live in a piece of shit state.
Yeah, it's like people that say they're from Seattle state. And they're from fucking Tacoma.
Oh, those fuckers!
Yeah.
How my levels?
Don't
you
get
live
me
in Bellevue, you piece of fuck.
You literally went off my screen on that one.
Piece of fuck.
Sorry, listeners.
Listener.
Yeah, I didn't want to make the joke. It's not my place.
Well, it's your place. It's all of our place.
What joke didn't you want to make?
Listener.
This is just, yeah, I mean, just understand, you're basically talking to a vacuum. Nobody will ever hear this.
No. Space. I saw on Facebook last week that you guys are on iTunes now. Who knows who's listening? I assume Ira Glass is listening to this. Be like, all right, what's the new competition?
Yeah, he stays on his toes with This American Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's listening to everything.
My girlfriend works at This American Life now. I hear about
Ira
every day.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's nice.
Thank you.
That must be nice.
Is she a nice girl?
I feel love.
Yes. Okay. She's very nice.
That's good.
Yeah, it's
you
the
deserve
shit.
A lot.
Yo, she's the best.
You're worth it. You're worth the best.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I could deserve a ton, but still, this is, you know, she.
As the one person in this room who knows who you are before you sat down and Matt had to ask what your last name is.
Yeah.
I think you're worth it.
So it wasn't Matt. Thank you. We've been together for 3.5 years.
Wow. You're talking about you and Dan? Wow. Or you and your girlfriend?
Dan and I have been together for what seems like a millennia.
Yeah.
You know, since I came from space.
It's timeless.
Yes.
Our love.
Yes, we are already together in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not sexual.
That's what marriage
is. But what is sexual is with my girlfriend. We fuck all the time.
All the time.
We're boning, baby.
Still after all these years.
After all these years, we still fucking hit that shit. And I know what I'm doing. I know upstairs and I know downstairs. And I know around the corner, but I don't get to go there very much.
That's good.
I fuck. I want all your listeners.
Is that how you lost all the weight?
Hell yeah. Straight sweating during fuck time.
Nice. Love fuck time.
Sweating.
I'm not, by the way, I don't think I'm good at it anymore.
Straight sweating.
Yeah. Just I mean, when were you good at it?
I was pretty good at it at one time.
What's the difference? What did you notice? What changed?
You were doing it less now?
I sweat way too much now, just out of the blue, like I'm fatter. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But I'm also out of shape. And I'm
you're fatter and you're also out of shape.
Man, well, both.
I'm fatter, but I'm in much better shape now.
Surprisingly, one did have a little bit to do with the other.
Yeah.
But I used to consider myself pretty fucking good.
That fat guy's in
and
really
now,
good shape.
And now, the last few times I've done it, I was like, oh, that was underwhelming. That was pretty underwhelming. I'm pretty sure she's not satisfied, and there's not anything I can do about it, because I just tried, and that wasn't that good.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about that, because I'm so fucking good at it. I could tell you, man, my girlfriend has multiple orgasms almost literally every time we have sex.
Just thinking about it.
No, I mean, I got to put the fucking work in.
Okay.
You know, I got to do my business.
So she doesn't just have memory orgasms where she just remembers how good it was the time before.
Remembers the time when it was good.
Shit, is that something?
I don't know.
You can just phone it in.
I've never, until right now. Looking at you dead in the eye and you telling me that you've given a woman orgasms, I thought they didn't exist.
You know, some girls are easier than
bitches.
Others. And I thank God every day I have an easy one. It's like, I mean, it doesn't
matter.
It's
a real shot to the arm.
It doesn't matter how tired I am. It's just, she can do it herself.
So maybe it's that, not that you're good. It's just that
no,
she...
No, I think it's both.
Oh. It's a perfect union.
Yes.
You are an amazing... like artist of fucking.
Yeah.
And she just.
I mean, I'm a guy who. I will not come until she comes.
You won't.
First. I will not.
I refuse.
I.
On principle?
How do you do
yes.
that?
Yes. I just don't. I just. You know,
I put
got,
hot glue
I got
in my
it.
Dick hole.
I think about it and I make it happen.
Wow, you have just so 100% much mental fortitude. Just
yes.
No, dick.
Yes.
No, not yet.
Yes.
Shut your mouth, dick.
Shut up, dick.
You await your turn.
And luckily, my girlfriend finds that kind of talk very erotic.
Very sexy.
My,
screaming at your dick.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something about when he's yelling at his penis that I'm like, ugh, in the mood.
Yeah, my move right now is as my muscles start to go, I like to take a quick break. Hit an elbow, see how she's doing.
Uh-huh.
Show her that I'm a sensitive guy.
Are
like,
you
hey.
Still inside of her when you hit the elbow?
Yeah, just pop down like, how are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, penny for your thoughts. How you feeling?
Jeff's doing
everything
a bit
going
right
all right?
Now.
What's that?
You're doing a bit right now.
What's that?
You're doing a bit.
No, that's that. What's
I've
that?
Seen you do that on stage.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I was talking.
Caught.
I was talking about it, though.
I know. It's funny.
I don't do it anymore.
I'm laughing.
Yeah. That's true, though. I can't do anything that I've ever said on stage.
Not
it's
in
not
front
really
of me.
A bit, but yeah, I got you.
You could do it in front of me. I wouldn't know.
No, but that is my move, though. I lose. I can't. My muscles don't last. You know, the thing is, hopefully women aren't listening to this, but they if they are.
They absolutely not.
Most you guys need to stop hoping people aren't listening.
No, that's good. That gets you bigger.
No, because then they think like, oh, these guys, this is a secret. Oh, I'm on something. Supposed to listen to this?
I'm going to forward this to all my G friends.
Yeah. It's okay. A secret. Ooh.
That makes sense.
They all know. All the women know I'm fucking awesome in bed. They know I'm just being self.
This is modesty.
I think I just got a migraine.
I'm unbelievable.
You just got a migraine?
I think I just got one.
Is it all this heterosexual talk?
Yeah.
Too much vagina
it's
talk?
All this vagina talk. It's clogging my gay brain.
You all right?
No, I'm good.
Do you need a Tylenol?
No, I took 4.
Do you need a caffeine?
Got one right here. Diet Pepsi.
Pepsi, number one source of caffeine.
I wanted to do a Frontier Justice this week.
Sweet.
All the people in the Panama Papers. What would you do if you could just round up all of them? Like, what would you do to punish them?
Matt has a segment that he tries to bring in every once in a while.
Called Frontier Justice.
I love that it was such an easy transition. It's like, and back to Frontier Justice. You guys didn't bat an eye. You're like, oh, I guess we got 10 minutes.
And so he like brings up a crime or something that's in the news, and he's like, "How would you punish these people?"
Okay, I know. This is what I do. This is my fantasy. You hear every day there's some like mass shooting. What I want is to be able to harness these people, you know, for good instead of evil. If someone's be like, squad. I just gotta murder. I want there to be a program you can enter.
Other than the army.
Yes. No, it's very short because you're depressed and, you know, you got to murder and get and die. I want, instead of just like go to a random airport and start shooting up TSA agents, I want you to be able to murder like the head of the TSA. You know, whatever organization you're mad at, like the Koch brothers. I want us to... like just start putting psychos in the trees outside the Koch brothers estate, you know, for a couple of weeks. They can get the lay of the land and figure out how best to murder the Koch brothers. But I just feel like people got to murder, you know, and why try to stop it? We just need to direct it to billionaires.
Are you familiar with what the Panama Papers are?
It's a bunch of no. I'm sorry. There's
I
papers.
Not because it's not a mass shooting.
But I do like
no, no, no.
Your
but
idea.
There are people involved.
But they're all rich.
You know, the you know.
Oh, so you want to get these people that want to murder people and get them linked up with their favorite Panama paper?
Yes, your favorite. Criminal. Collect them all,
and then murder them.
Like, yeah,
and then just shoot.
President of Iceland. Boom. That's my guy.
You're gonna kill him.
Yes.
Matt's answer,
like a deck of cards,
is without fail going to be a reality show idea.
It's not a reality show. It's not a reality show
Frontier
idea.
Frontier Justice always the same reality show.
Matt's always like, get all these people, put them on
Don't
a reality
island.
Show.
No.
But then their sisters have to live with them too. Like, it's like always a weird, elaborate.
What I would do, there's like 15,000 of them, right? So I'd get them all together. They're not on a show.
No TV cameras.
Well... but what we're going to do is put them on an island,
mm-hmm.
and just force them to live on an island.
What if we filmed
with nothing
them?
On there? Like,
what if we filmed them and made it into a TV
yeah,
show?
Yeah, that's a good idea. So you took it to the next level. So it is a reality show. We make them
There's
hunger.
There's no next level. That's literally what Dan thought you were going to say.
We make them Hunger Games. We make them Hunger Games it.
This is a twist. Okay, so an island. Yeah, a reality show. The only two things
we'll call
said.
It Survivor.
Every single time.
We'll call it Survivor Island.
Survivor Panama.
Oh, they should do it in Panama.
Panama see? Survivor.
Oh, see, I should be the one.
And that's
I should
frontier
be Chief
Justice.
Of the frontier.
Of the frontier. The
of
whole
the
world.
New frontier.
Yeah. Is that a Star
space,
Trek thing?
Space is the final frontier, which is where Nick is apparently from.
Let's just move on from the fact that you used a bit. Can we just move on from that, please?
Can we move on from what?
Bit. Me using a bit. Can we just move on? Can we just move on from that? For fuck's sakes, I've heard enough about it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry we keep bringing it up.
God damn it.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Let them lie. Huh? I made a mistake. I'm an asshole.
We're all human.
I ran out of stuff to say.
What's funny is that I have a joke about how bad I am in bed, and I think probably anybody in here who does comedy, not Matt, but probably has a bit about that. And I tried really hard not to do mine.
Yeah, when I was... yeah.
Who's eating all these bananas? Oh, sorry, that was one of my.
Do you have a,
how
you have
much
a,
per what
you have
now?
A thing about the bananas, guys?
That's a punchline.
That's it, Nick Turner.
I'll tell you what. How much per what now?
Yeah, that's a good
another,
one.
Another good one. I don't like to. I don't do setups on podcasts. Just tags. No punchlines.
No setups.
Just
no
tags.
No punchlines.
Yeah.
Let them figure it out for themselves.
Yeah.
You want the rest? Come to laughs tonight.
Yeah, you can imagine.
Or last night, because this will go up tomorrow.
Come last night. The night before that. Two nights before that.
Yeah.
But not tonight. You're
going to have a great show.
Yeah.
But tonight, Sunday.
Come back to laughs in 15 months when I get booked again.
How is laughs?
Laughs is the shit.
All right.
It's right there in the name.
It's right
Where
there.
Else would you want to be?
They got you covered.
My favorite show so far, last time I was here, the opener pulled the alarm, or he went out the wrong door and triggered the fire alarm during my set.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was I had like 5 minutes left, and then so I just like tried to talk through it, and then it never stopped. So I was like, all right, let's just go back. And I did like 5 minutes and closed the show, and I did straight 10 minutes with a fire alarm going. It was fun. You know, it's like usually the fire alarm's not going, so this is fun. And then the cops or the fire department showed up after we stopped, and they were like, wait, so you heard the fire alarm and then you just kept doing the show? If you hear a fire alarm, you have to leave the building. I don't care if you know that.
I'm a performer.
Yeah.
Must go on, asshole.
The show doesn't fucking end.
Listen, sir, between the hours of 8 p.m. and midnight,
yeah.
I am a comedian.
I'm the show, bro.
And the stage is inside.
Yeah.
You want me to do it outside? Put a stage outside.
Put
I'm
a
fine
stage
with
outside.
I'm fine.
I'm
I go where the stage is.
I will watch
there's a lot of
everyone in this audience burn alive before I will take away their
That's my
their,
closer.
Their entertainment.
Yeah, only one woman has declared her love for Ted Cruz during my sets, and it's pretty good ratio.
That's nice.
You a big Cruz guy?
Oh, yeah. Totally Cruz
Top
guy.
Top three favorite things about Cruz, besides
oh,
the
shit.
Fact that he fucks probably as good as
no,
you.
No, well, he's, he gets things done. He's a winner. He's obviously almost won the presidency. That's fucking cool.
Top six.
He fucks. Obviously,
oh,
I've seen
yeah.
his kids.
I had a woman boo me at last once for saying something negative about Paris Hilton.
You had a woman what?
Boo me.
Oh, boo you for saying
something negative about Paris
if
Hilton.
If someone boos you, do you just tell them to blow you?
I don't know what I said.
Yeah, and, they,
sure
and then they usually
witty.
Do.
I'm sure it was witty.
Yeah. Comedy's pretty cool like yeah. that.
Blow
boo.
Me, bitch.
And suck then they
my
do.
Dick whore.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, not right now.
Yeah, let me finish.
Ow, I'm performing. Ow. Why so much teeth?
Ow. You guys are just coffee machines this
mm-hmm.
morning.
Yeah, even just, oh God, I'm going to have to pee again.
Yeah, this stuff goes through you.
Yeah. Oh,
the cold brew, it goes yeah. right through you.
Literally everything does, but also this.
But specifically that. It's cold, which goes through you fast, and it's coffee, which goes through you fast.
Uh-huh.
So together.
Yeah.
Cold double
coffee,
fast.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, your Kirkland's got a little, Kirkland's a little,
I hear they got a good Macy's.
We're talking about Kirkland brand cold brew they sell at Costco.
No.
Mm-hmm. And the city of Kirkland.
We were talking about the city of Kirkland.
Which is a little.
Is this where Costco's from?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's. Oh, God.
Piecing
it
together.
Comes together.
Wow, well, I've got a new 10 minutes tonight at the show.
So you live in New York?
Hell yeah.
What's your favorite thing about New York?
Great question. The Empire State Building.
Obviously. So. They change the colors
what's,
every night.
What's the best burger in New York?
Oh, fuck, man.
That's what
you
I
ask
care
me
about.
A different any day, I give you a different answer.
All right, well, what is it today?
Shake Shack.
God damn it.
I don't know. I don't eat a ton of burgers.
I do. I was just looking at a burger on my phone, admittedly.
So. Matt and I went to South by Southwest, and we rode bikes to Shake Shack there, and it was up a hill, and then
the
he
worst.
Got nauseous and couldn't eat his burger because he rode a bike up a hill.
I wanted this fucking Shake Shack burger all week. It's all I thought about, and Daniel was like, this would be a great idea. Let's go rent some of these bikes, and it was. It was a magical experience for the first four miles.
Riding through downtown Austin, across the bridge.
The breeze just kissing our faces as we just drove through the city. And then we hit the hill from hell. And it was fucking just tumultuous.
Well, I can't imagine. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. And Daniel just cruised. He fucking cruised up it in 30 seconds.
So,
he went three quarters
so you're
of
saying
a mile.
That Dan had an easier time getting up that hill than you did?
Very much so.
Wow, this is blowing my mind.
I had to get off the bike and walk it because I didn't have the strength to keep my momentum going up the fucking hill. And I got up there.
It's almost like Matt and I are out of shape.
Just sweating. Yeah. Dying.
Isn't it great how sometimes God just says,
don't eat the burger.
Yeah, you can't look at you. Just look at yourself.
You can't have
it. I'm really surprised it took you trying to figure out you couldn't. Yeah.
Yes. How'd you even leave the house? Go back. South by South. I wonder what. I've been to South by South, Southwest a couple of times, and I often think to myself, wow, when I'm there, I wonder what Austin is like, because I don't think I have any idea.
Yeah. It seems really quiet.
Yep. I mean,
like downtown is like 6 hotels and like 10 bars.
Yeah.
And I feel like the rest of the year, it's just nothing.
Boy, do they.
Well, it's a college town, though, so it's probably always like that.
But Austin is probably not 30 miles long.
What's that?
Austin is like 30 miles long as a city.
30 miles long?
Yeah. The city is the county. I could be wrong about it. If I'm wrong about this, I'm going to edit it out, but I think it's true.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get caught when you're running for mayor of Austin.
You don't want to be.
This guy doesn't even know how long
you don't
this
want,
city
you don't
is.
Want, you don't want people to find out you don't know the geography of Texas.
Yeah. I don't need that on my record.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, what else is going on?
Oh, yeah.
We get to that point every show. So what else is there?
I ran out. My list is done.
Things are weird,
still
huh?
Got, I had space.
When's
gay.
When's that light coming on?
You got a gay thing?
No, not currently. Right now, I'm heavily embroiled in a straight affair.
Can't we just leave the past in the past? First, the thing with Jeff, and now this?
Yeah, exactly. Let's just fucking move on.
All right.
I'm straight as they come, bro. I'm the straightest fucking dude on earth.
Pussy, bro.
Oh, fucking pussy weed every day.
Pussy weed?
Yeah, pussy and weed. This is my day. And a little bit of cold brew to get it started.
That's fun. That's a fun voice. That
Oh, shit. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Do you have a lot of weed comics?
Hell yeah. What's a weed comic?
The comics that only talk about
How much do you have to talk about weed to become a weed comic?
42%.
Only.
42%. Yeah, that's definitely. I mean, if you're talking about weed, 42%. I think the threshold has to be lower than that.
Like 30? 20?
Like, I would say if one out of every 5 jokes is a weed joke,
yeah, 20%.
Then you are a weed comic.
If I've never seen
you
do
a set.
You
need to write more.
If I've never seen you do a set without a weed joke, you're a weed comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's name them.
I'm glad. Actually, I have
let's
a spreadsheet
start naming them.
Going right here.
We'll just add some names to the spreadsheet.
Yeah, that's too much. Because, you know, you just write jokes. If you just get high and then you write jokes about what's around you. You're like, I got a joke about a bong. I got a joke about some nugs. I got a joke about a lighter. I got a joke about my dealer. He's stupid. I hate it when my dealer wants to hang out with me.
That's a lighter joke, not a weed joke. What are you guys talking about?
That's true, yeah. I could have been lighting a cigarette.
Or, you know, a candle.
Are there cigarette comics?
There should be.
There should be.
Andrew Dice Clay, maybe.
Jokes just about smoking cigarettes.
I have a joke about smoking cigarettes. Here it goes. No, I'm just kidding. That was a callback.
God damn it.
I do have a joke about...
I feel bad for telling people that was a bit now, Jeff. You don't seem to be able to let go of that.
I should have been outed. That was a dick move. It was a dick move.
No, it wasn't.
I should have been outed.
Should have been outed.
This was only the 18 billionth time someone has done a joke on a podcast.
Ever.
And I think you're in good company.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
With every other podcaster in the history of podcasting.
But you know,
the difference is we're
it's
honest.
It's the same thing.
The difference is your co-host is an asshole.
Same thing. It's the same thing when like somebody, when a comic talks to you, and you're like, yeah, it's just the other day, and then you realize that they're doing a bit, and you're like, God, come on.
Oh, yeah.
We're having it. We're having, trying to have breakfast here, and you're fucking throwing a bit out there. What are you doing?
Yeah, nobody does that. Nobody does that to me.
No.
Nobody. Nobody.
Won't have
that's why
it.
Nick eats alone.
No, that's why I carry a loaded pistol. And if I even get the whiff that you're doing, even if I'm wrong, two between the
I'll
eyes.
I'll put it fucking two. Right in your face.
Yeah.
Two one, right one, in your fucking face.
One usually does the trick, but I got more.
One to the head, two to the chest.
I got plenty of bullets.
Fucking dead.
I have so
I
many
I really
bullets.
Enjoy pulling the trigger.
You guys noticed I'm doing some kind of like... Doing some kind of shitty New York accent.
That's because Nick keeps doing one.
Will you do... Thank you. Will you do another bit? I'm going to go to the bathroom. And when I'm back, I want to hear the punchline.
Oh, so anyway.
You scared him off. Now we'll never get someone else in here. We should try... You should try to bring some of those girls that you meet into here, and we're in here. At like really
what,
late at night.
Girls who meets? Jeff?
Yeah, any of the girls you guys meet. Doesn't matter, either one. Just bring them in here and we'll call it the fuck dungeon.
That's what I'm going to call my new apartment.
Our other podcast, the fuck dungeon?
Yeah, this is At Least I Have You.
As soon as we finish At Least I Have You, we go right into the fuck dungeon.
Our sister show is the fuck dungeon.
And the only difference is the lights are off when we're recording that.
Takes a couple seconds. I just save this file and then start a new one.
We just turn the lights off in here. We go right into the fuck dungeon. Mm-hmm. I'm not very funny today.
It's good. It's a good thing Nick left the room for this.
Would you attend an orgy? And what would have to be the male to female ratio for you to feel comfortable?
I don't think I
would. No matter what, in an orgy, I feel like there's going to be more dudes.
I don't think I would want to.
I don't think I want to.
What if it was on all women and just you?
Again, I don't think I'd want to.
That's a lot of
chicks.
Nick,
what about you? I'm going to ask you a question once you get back on the mic.
Zone. Once you're back on the cans.
Pop on the
as you called him.
Yeah, it's radio lingo.
So I'm talking.
Been doing this a long time, Carol.
So my punchline is, you missed it, was. So who's eating all the bananas?
Who's eating all these bananas?
So
let's talk about that joke.
That's a good joke. No, but Matt has a serious question.
Yeah. Okay, right. Good.
Would you go to an orgy, and what would the male-to-female ratio have to be for you to feel comfortable?
I don't want to go to an orgy because I feel very uncomfortable with my naked body.
What if all the lights are off?
All the lights are off. That's a weird
it's
way
just,
to do an
it's
orgy,
just
right?
Just totally pitch black, just bodies.
Okay,
they're really redefining how orgies work.
There's like 30 random ass people. Nobody yeah. knows
how about
what
this?
What
if
random
had,
ass, specifically.
What if you had a mask on?
And you're all just fucking...
And the rest of you is just
that's,
naked.
That's
would you go
covering
to an
the only part of my body I don't mind.
Yeah, but nobody knows it's you. Would you,
you
go
do
to
have
an
very
eye,
nice
would
eyes.
Would you go to an Thank Eyes you. Wide Shut party?
I think I would. That's very intriguing. Why wouldn't I want to go to that? But yeah, not Eyes Wide Shut party, you can walk. You don't have to take your clothes off.
Oh, you're fucking.
No, I mean, I could fuck, but I could do... I could fuck. My thing is that
just
I fuck
right,
in a full tux.
Pull it right through the jeans. Pull it right
yeah,
through the jeans.
Yeah, pull it through the jeans. I'm definitely wearing jeans to
Tuck's
this Eyes Wide Shut party,
T, as they call it.
Just imagine you shirtless,
in your case,
but
pull
with
it right
nice
the slacks,
jeans on,
the sweat,
and a mask.
But
and
to
your
answer
dick
your
is
question,
just out of the
my
jeans.
Dream ratio would probably not involve other men.
You just want like how many women then?
All of them.
Like, you know, like a nice many. Handful. If you get too many women, then you would need to bring in a couple other dudes.
Backup cops.
To kind of rotate. That,
and that's why they're there at regular orgies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just take some of the workload off you.
Yeah, yeah, like if I need to go get a water, I don't want everyone to be like, well, what do we do now? I guess yeah. we pretend to finger each other because none of us are into it.
You got
to
delegate it out.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, could you take care of...
Yeah, Steve, fucking fill her up.
Take these three off my hands, would you?
How many times, and this is the problem with like a guy at an orgy, it's like, if you come, the party's ruined.
Well, like, unless there's
like
other
how,
guys.
Like how long?
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
saying.
Like how you long need, is this orgy going on for?
8 minutes tops.
Well, you know, I
went to an orgy today.
Well,
and
personally,
I
have to make sure every girl gets off.
Personally.
Yeah, personally. I
just have to.
I have special equipment.
Nick
that
Turner's
I use
a hands-on kind of guy.
Yes. But to answer your question, 50 girls, one me. One of every ethnicity.
All the flavors.
All 50 ethnicities.
Yeah. 25 white chicks.
One from every.
And then one of each of the other ones.
But they're all something, you know?
No, just one woman from every state.
Oh, that would be yes. Great. This year's current crop of Miss USA's. You know?
Fuck them all.
Miss America's?
One of them.
Yeah. I don't think it matters much. If you get your hands on one of them, you know, you're doing
all right.
Yeah.
You're doing all right. Much less fucking all 50 of them hard.
What did you guys, I wanted to hear what you guys thought. What's your perfect ratios?
I don't want to be in an orgy.
Yeah,
even okay. One with 50 chicks.
I make love, Nick.
Okay. Sorry.
This is the part of the show where Jeff and I just sell out our guest.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
make love. We can't find a woman to stand us, but
if we did,
maybe found love in the future, I imagine
I guess I just think it's fucking weird to be into orgies, but that's cool that you're into it.
I don't think that's weird at all. In fact, if you're listening to this show right now and you're into orgies, I'm into that. I think that's great.
Yeah. Well, you guys can't afford to alienate any listeners.
Nope. No. Exactly.
We got to keep this right in the middle.
Unless they've
dated
us.
Right in the middle.
If they've dated us, we will alienate them.
No, they're already alienated. There's no point. No, I don't know. I mean, I'm into it. I have a checkered past. I've done some weird sexual shit.
Oh, you used
shit.
To be a NASCAR driver.
Oh. Boom!
High five!
Because of the flag. I get it.
Okay, sorry. Back
what's
to
with
the
all the NASCAR? That's a punchline.
Nick Turner is New York City's premier NASCAR comedian.
Who's racing all this NASCAR?
What? You guys been watching this NASCAR? That shit's off the hook.
You know, I went to an ironic bachelor party at a NASCAR race once in New Hampshire.
How ironic.
That sounds horrible.
They have NASCAR in New Hampshire?
It was so fun.
They told you it was
going
to be
ironic?
Yeah,
there's a speedway up there. That, you know.
That probably was fun.
Yeah, it was like we
New Hampshire has changed their slogan, apparently, from live free or die to live free or die or hang out and be just a normal American.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah. It's harder to fit on a license plate.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. Has anyone ever been to a NASCAR race?
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's fun.
The first time, you know, when they come around the loop the first time and they're all like going at top speed, but they're all still together in one pack, like that jolt you feel like just through your body. It's just, it's so fun. But John McCain was there. This was during the last election.
So it was a while ago.
Yeah. And he led us all in a prayer. I was like, this is how you do a bachelor party. You pray with presidential candidate. Yeah, when was that?
What did they pray for?
That was 4 years ago. Was that 8 years ago?
Yeah.
8 years ago.
You pray that the drivers don't like die? Is that what you pray for? Or you just pray for a good
time? No, you just pray because
unless they're
legally,
evil.
And
Lord, give us a good time today. Maybe
you
some
have
explosion.
To appeal to the NASCAR fans that are also pretending to be into God.
You think they're pretending?
Yes, I think everyone's pretending. You hear that, world?
You're not fooling
Nick
Turner.
I think you're all just worried your neighbors won't respect you anymore. Boom.
It's like recycling.
Are gays allowed to go to NASCAR?
Nobody really cares about
Do they let gays in NASCAR? As you're officially having been to one NASCAR event.
Gays are actually legally allowed to go anywhere now.
Unless it's a bathroom.
It's still at NASCAR. It's still...
I don't think it has anything to do with your preference.
Don't ask, don't tell at NASCAR.
Preference,
still,
huh? Going with preference?
Preference, yes.
Okay.
Are all gays pretending?
Yeah, they're making it's a preference.
No, I don't. I don't know how it got to that question. Are all gays pretending? I never said any of them were.
You don't actually like dick. You're gays, just pretending. You queer. Pretending
first, you women. Won't have any guys at your orgy.
First, this girlfriend I hear about. Yeah, bros. Sorry, I'm straight. Next. I don't know why I keep having to apologize for that.
Yeah, I'd fuck somebody. I'd fuck somebody in orgy. Are we back at orgy? I don't know.
Yeah,
I was just curious.
I'd fuck a guy. I'd fuck somebody in orgy.
Would you fuck a guy, Dan? You ever fucked a guy?
I haven't. And it's not to say I wouldn't. I just haven't met the right guy.
What's your right guy?
A hairless.
It seems like maybe the guy doesn't exist.
Like Ryan Gosling, but approachable.
So I give him. It's like a kind
he
of.
He doesn't know he's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like
he's just not aware that he's Ryan
act
Gosling.
Like he's Ryan Gosling. Like
Ryan
all the time.
Like I hit him over the head, and he's like dazed for a while. He doesn't know who he is.
He's like dazed, Ryan.
Yeah,
Gosling.
Like if Ryan Gosling got in a motorcycle accident and was in a coma for a while.
Got amnesia.
And he woke up and he was speaking Spanish. You know what I mean? Like that kind of Ryan Gosling.
Showed up to your apartment.
Fiery Latina.
And he's like, Daniel, ¿cómo se dice? And he's like, sorry, that's the only one I know.
Are you? You don't know.
I don't actually know Spanish.
I just know how to ask how you say things in Spanish.
¿Cómo se dice, bro? That's a good accent, not racist.
I don't know how to like do an accent without it seeming racist.
Yeah, if you do it well, it's pretty racist.
It's usually
it was like, "Hey man, or, give me some chicken."
Hola man.
That was
yeah.
Me trying to be a black dude.
Oh yeah, you
can't.
Yeah, that was
you can't
definitely
do
racist.
That one. You can't do that one.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Hola.
Hello. Come into my casa.
It's like Jeff Dunning's
it
in the room
one
or whatever.
Room.
Dunham or whatever his name is.
My casa's one room.
It is more like Jeff Dunning is here.
whatever that puppeteer's name is.
Jeff Dunning on a steam.
Puppeteer.
First and foremost, he's a craftsman.
It's pronounced Geppetto.
He's a puppeteer first and a maker of laughs second.
Speaking of laughs, our guest is at Kirkland's Laughs all weekend, last weekend.
Yeah.
He was good.
Missed
him.
Best comedy
I
ever
heard.
We
will get this up this afternoon so that our many listeners can make it out to Laughs this evening.
Oh, good.
That's putting a lot of pressure on
me. I'll call the club and warn them. You let too many servers go. We need to hire some back.
We're very, very popular. Seattle, so we hold sway.
We do?
Yeah.
Like you and me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Great time. We're tastemakers.
That's true. We are tastemakers.
What am I?
When it comes to cold brew.
Matt, I was actually just looking at my phone, and there's something that it reminded me to ask you about. We were talking, I think, yesterday, and you were talking about prank ideas that you have.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. Is it... you bonk someone over the head, and then when they wake up, they're on an island.
And there's a TV camera.
It's a reality show.
No, I have, and actually, you could do these with your girlfriend, and I think you'd both get a really
good
great.
These are Matt's prank ideas for any and all future partners.
Okay.
So one of them, do you have a gun?
Yeah, it's the same one he stops people from doing bits
with. You're going to get your gun, and in the middle of the night, I want you to wake up, and I just want you to shoot your gun in the bedroom, like shoot a window out or something, and then just go back to sleep. Don't wake up, no matter what she says, no matter what she does, and she's like, grab me, oh my God, Nick, okay, and you're just asleep. You just refuse, and this is for you, and you just never get up until like the morning.
Great prank.
Until they find out you shot the neighbor accidentally.
There's
and now
another prank. This one takes longer,
okay.
But it's funnier.
Okay. I think the length of the last one was the problem.
It's funnier.
You wake up, you shoot a window, the gunshot wakes your girlfriend up, and then you go back to sleep.
Right. So I did hear it right.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Okay,
for
well,
you.
Definitely doing that one.
And then the next one. So you just kind of, you're both asleep, all right?
Yeah.
You just kind of take your covers down so that your dick is exposed.
Ooh, she's going to love it.
And then you piss at an arc onto her crotch region. Mm-hmm. And then you go back to sleep and you see if she says, oh my God, Nick, I pissed the bed last night, or she hides it and just like.
By the way,
laundry.
As a drinker, I've done this before with women. Never felt like a good prank.
But
never felt like a good prank at all.
Because you were doing it as
both
a prank.
Of these involve a lot of cleanup for you.
No, you're not cleaning.
I got to get a new window. I got to get a new mattress.
I like
these
that you
pranks.
Went.
I got to get a new girlfriend because this one's covered in piss.
But the piss one,
she's like, one. It was one thing when you tried to shoot me. But now you're pissing on me?
I like that you go to a gun. We could do this with an air horn. But you go all the way to gun.
You keep doing it night after night until she thinks that she's got a problem.
What if you just got up and threw a chair through the window and then went back to bed? And then shot an air horn in the air.
So
and
you
a
don't,
gun through your ceiling.
You don't do a lot of pranks. I mostly
have ideas for
yeah,
pranks.
Yeah, I'm more of I conceptualize pranks.
That's a real prank.
I like the idea of this. It's like, all right, so you pee on her, and then you wait to find out if she's like, oh my God. And then after that, you put saran wrap over the toilet.
Yeah. You put saran wrap over her while she's sleeping.
Yeah, just all over her face.
Over her mouth.
And then you kill her.
Yeah. And then you pee on her, and then it splashes everywhere.
And she's like, oh, no, I'm getting peed on. But you're like, no, you're not, you dumb bitch. It's not hitting you.
You fucking idiot. You're dry as a bug.
Dummy.
God, women are stupid.
I used to do some kind of fun pranks.
They never know it's saran wrap that's...
I do those like little pranks where you like, you know, like the hose at the faucet.
Can we do this every week? Can we do this every week? The pranks, your new pranks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Can we make a segment?
Yeah, you've got two new segments.
We got one new one.
What was the other one?
The other one is Frontier Justice.
Oh no, that's
he's been trying to do that one every week.
I immediately go, "What's the reality show?" Every time he does it.
We also have celebrity news.
Oh, do we have any of that this week?
Yeah. Kanye West is doing a tour soon, working on details.
Wow.
And
that's crazy.
His 400 million album downloads from the streaming services. And so his album's number one, the first album to go number one just off streaming.
Is he out of debt yet?
I don't know. Anyway, that's all celebrity news.
But it is available for purchase.
Now, yeah, off his website, yeah.
Right, and iTunes.
No, you can't buy it on iTunes.
Oh, it's only
you can only stream it.
I was streaming it on the drive here. Just streaming the fuck out of it.
What kind of rental do you have? What's your rental car right now?
It's a Mazda something.
Lovely.
It's got three rows of seats.
Three rows.
But it just looks
Nick.
Like a car. Yeah, it's crazy. It's not what I wanted. I mean, I don't need that. I just need a box.
Trying
to get from point A to point B. You know, I'm not a fancy guy.
I know that about you.
Yeah, I'm just a salt of the earth. Just one...
Just an everyman.
One dick, 50 vagina guy.
Just the sweat on your brow.
Just like my dad and his dad before him.
I will plug away until you've all come.
Just like my dad and his dad before him, the Shah. Just needs 50 women.
You know, I'm a modest guy, humble guy. I fuck real good.
Yeah, I just got this oil money.
I'm fine with driving a Toyota.
Oh man,
good mileage.
Can I tell you the best rental car I ever got?
Mm-hmm.
Twice I've gotten Mustangs.
Nice.
And one of them, you know, I always get the economy. You know, whatever the cheapest one is, they're like, "Sorry, we only have." This is how they say.
They
sorry,
get you.
We only have the Mustang left. Do you want it? No, same price. I'm like, do I want it? No, I'd rather. Go somewhere. What's my other option?
Is there a bus around I could be taking?
I got a last Mustang I got convertible Mustang, and that's my greatest story.
You pull some ass in that thing, huh?
Oh fuck yeah! I can't do anything. Every time I have a hotel room and a rental car, I'm just alone in a different city other than my girlfriend, and I can't use it for any good purposes.
She ever go out with you?
No.
Why not?
She came with me to L.A. once.
You ever going to move there?
To L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if I need to.
Okay.
I'm not moving there for no reason. I did that once.
Yeah.
No thanks.
No thanks. You're not an L.A. guy. You're a New York guy.
I'm a fucking New York guy. I've lived in New York forever. And I love New York. And being able to do it in New York is the dream.
To do what? Fuck?
Make a living doing comedy.
Oh, cool.
You're making a living these days?
Fuck. My mom, am I making a living?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can believe it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's the fucking dream. I went to L.A. No one asked me to go there. Didn't go well. I am back in Seattle.
Similar story with me in New York.
Yeah.
Was not invited.
No one said you should go to...
People were courteous for a while. Eventually outstayed the welcome I was never given to begin with.
The first time I went to LA, I had this, I had a crazy experience, and I think it's the reason I went and ended up moving there. But I had that like magical trip. I went to LA, and the first night we meet a bunch of people, and then the second night I was at Adam Sandler's birthday party, and then it was, and then I met a model from fucking Paris, and I went out with her, and then all within 10 days.
You went out with her? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, we went out. I met her at Adam Sandler's birthday party.
Yeah.
And then we went out the next day because I was only going to be in town.
Just the two of you?
Just two. Yeah, on a date.
It was a date.
That was a date. Prostitute.
So then,
and then we were sitting down. We were eating sushi at the Hollywood Galleria, and Jewel sat down and started playing.
All right, sir.
I'm like, this is just fucking surreal. And then nothing happened. And
then your life's been shit since.
It's been a fucking garbage fire since.
Did you fuck that woman?
No, I did not fuck that woman.
Cool.
Good for her.
Respect.
Good for
her. Really respect her. Have you not gone back to LA?
No, yeah, I lived there for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
But I went there originally. I went there for like a week. And then I ended up.
How old
there.
Was Adam Sandler that day?
I don't know.
50.
23. He had just gotten SNL.
This was, that was a while ago. I mean, that was like 7 years ago, 8 years mm-hmm. ago.
Well, looks like this podcast is over.
We run out of steam, usually, around this time.
But something always happens. We always bring something
up.
Yeah,
and then I start going, should we just stop talking? And then eventually somebody goes, oh, wait, what about this thing? I don't know if that's going to happen right now, though.
I don't got nothing. I don't have anything new about robots fucking.
Jeff does a segment about robots fucking. What about the thing I sent you?
Oh, the show is segment heavy.
Yeah. Is it?
But it's,
no, not
but
really.
It's
no, there's been two.
It's loosely structured.
Joke segments.
Okay. Yeah, bullshit segments. But we do try to keep up on the evolution of sex robots.
That is our strongest segment for sure.
So Dan messaged me. There's a thing called the, what was it, the DAF mask?
DAF mask. D-A-F.
Have you heard of this thing? It's a virtual reality goggle.
I have a girlfriend. I haven't
heard of it. It's not virtual reality. Anything. It's augmented reality.
Augmented reality. Where you put this thing on, right, these glasses, and it will substitute the face of a celebrity or whatever you choose onto your partner's face.
Whoa.
While you fuck them.
Yeah. That's cool. Babe, I got astigmatism. Need to get some glasses. Going to be wearing them only at night.
They look don't like ski goggles.
I got some really bad eye issues. Also, don't read science sex news.
Don't listen to Jeff's podcast.
What's that? That won't be a problem. Good to know.
Who the fuck is buying that?
I don't know.
What kind of sad relationship are you and you're both wearing goggles just hoping you're someone else?
Man, anybody's lucky you've stuck with them for fucking 5 years. You know, any relationship beyond then, it's like, look, anything you got to do to keep finding me attractive, I don't care what it is.
I get with a Scarlett Johansson goggles. I get with a woman going, all right, I need a change of pace. I get it. You see another different mug? I can't imagine ever going, no, I'm going to put these on. I don't think any woman's going
to do
go
it.
For that.
I mean, I'd do it tomorrow. She can put them on. We
could
both put them on. It would be weird. There's like, why is Scarlett Johansson wearing these weird goggles?
Yeah.
You probably could do it one at a time.
You have really pretty eyes, ScarJo.
I don't know. I assume from pictures. Did you see that ScarJo robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that one last week.
That one
week.
We talked about last week.
Yeah. I guess that's probably
we
why
did?
I picked her.
Yeah.
I don't fucking remember anything.
We're close, gentlemen. We're close to fucking robots. I'm telling you.
That's the thing.
Jeff projects that by, what, in the next
2025, like, fucking robots.
It's just not. It's not going to help. It's not going to help your relationships.
You don't need a relationship.
Yeah,
anymore.
What relationships?
Yeah,
I have
but
a
you
robot
need a
I
relationship fuck. To, you know, for your life.
I have an Amazon Echo. That's my relationship. Ooh. I come home and I say, hey, Alexa, and she goes, hi. And then I go to bed and I say, good night, Alexa.
Can you
she
fuck
says,
it?
Good night. No.
Can you fit
not,
it in your anus?
Not yet.
Maybe. I haven't tried yet. That's a good question.
You know
big.
What? I could fit the, there's a more slender version, right? I could fit that in there. No?
They have, it's sort of like, it's not the same thing. It's more just a Bluetooth speaker, the other one.
Just put a rubber vag in the bottom of it, like a fleshlight.
They should
just
do
pound
that.
Pound your Alexa.
Yeah, they should do that.
Your Echo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Do you like that Alexa?
I'm gonna tweet at
Do you
Beza
like that Alexa?
I'm sick of just flapping it against my iPhone, trying to fuck Siri. I'm done. Do you hear that, world? I'm done.
I almost bought barbed wire today.
Can you make
fuck your barbed wire story?
Can you make
Dan didn't even recognize you were speaking.
Could you teach Siri to recognize the head of your penis as a fingerprint scan?
You can do your nipples.
Can you unlock your phone with that?
Yeah, you can do your nipples.
To unlock your iPhone?
Yeah, you just
That's cool. I never.
Why would?
Let's try.
Okay, I don't give a shit about nipples. Can we do it with the head of our penises?
Let's try the dick tip.
So anyway, nipples and barbed wire, man.
You guys are assholes. All right, Matt. What's your barbed wire?
Yeah, barbed wire.
Story?
Oh, make
nothing.
It good.
No, I was.
Don't say nothing.
It better be better.
Make
than
something up.
Unlocking right. my phone with my all dick.
All right. I'm getting gas on the way here. I need a 5-hour energy, and I also need a Diet Pepsi. Mm-hmm. So I get my gas going, I go inside, and they have like a $5 Blu-ray bin. Not just DVDs, these are Blu-rays.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that catches my eye is Pamela Anderson's Barbed Wire.
It's $5?
$5.
I think there's some boobs in that one.
They made that on Blu-ray?
That's the part that shocked me, was that the studio was like, you know what, we got to restore Barbed Wire.
You don't need to put every
Blu-ray.
Movie onto Blu-ray.
Yeah,
you don't.
And barbed wire.
Some movies can
People
be left in the dustbin.
People are still putting movies on Blu-ray. Fuck anyone who's buying a DVD of anywhere. Are you out there? If you're listening to me, and if you ever think about buying a DVD, just know you're a fucking idiot.
We're talking about Blu-rays.
Even a Blu-ray.
Blu-rays are DVDs.
Okay.
And I'll fuck anyone in the ear who says different.
Perfect.
With my gun, I'll shoot you too.
Stop buying shit. They're like $40. How fucking dumb are you?
I'm with you. I don't own physical media.
No.
Do you buy a Blu-ray?
No.
Okay, thank God. I lived with a roommate in 2007 who was buying DVDs.
Who was it?
Well, that was a long time ago. You could buy DVDs in 2007.
I know, but even then, Netflix was around, and I looked at him like, you fucking idiot. Yeah. He would waste so much money, and he would buy them like a few days early because he like knew this dealer who or this like DVD place who would like make them available before they're supposed to.
Ooh.
And he would pay extra to get them early. Ooh. I'm like, why did you didn't need The Departed for $40 to get it 3 days early?
Watch it once ever.
No, he watched that one. I said that one specifically because he watched it like every day.
That's weird.
That and Miami Vice.
The new version? Like the movie?
Oh, yeah, the movie. Colin came out in 07. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
For fuck's
that
sakes.
Was a shit movie.
That was garbage. That's the one. What's with...
You sure you don't want to say this guy's first and last name?
Philip Andry.
What an asshole. What a
fuck
piece
you,
of
Philip.
Shit.
So if this gets back to him, I will give each of you $1,000.
Perfect.
Wow.
Somebody listening, Mom, please find him on Twitter.
Such a great guy.
Oh man! By the way, that I'll do this off the podcast.
What the fuck?
Okay,
I got. Look, that girl messaged me.
Oh no, we're talking about it on.
All right.
Yeah, because she was in this whole thing.
So backstory.
Tell me.
Jeff and I are doing a show. What, like a month or two ago?
Yeah, that.
And we had just started doing this. And we were doing a show together, and the MC announced, like, oh, these guys have a podcast. This girl is in the audience. She sees Jeff. She likes Jeff. She starts listening to the podcast. Then she finds Jeff on Twitter and starts,
don't
like,
make this sound weird,
sends him a message.
It's not weird.
And then
totally cool.
And then they go on a date, and then he texts her, and apparently he's creepy. Anyway, go on, Jeff.
That's not really the creepy part. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
anyway.
Well, Jeff took some bad advice from some lesbians on how to approach texting her.
Oh, lesbians don't know how to do anything.
Yep.
They're like, let's just mash these two peaches together. Anyway. What's up?
So, anyway. That's awesome. But I... So, basically, on the show last week, I was saying that she goes... well, we'll go out again when our schedules line up. And I took some, because I said, we're going, because the lesbians are like, take charge.
Yeah, show her
who you're the fucking man.
Yeah.
So I go, we're going out. We're going out Saturday. That was my, she's like, well, I can't. And I was like, take her easy. Nice meeting you, right?
Saturday or nothing.
Saturday or nothing, right? You don't like me, obviously. Anyway, so I was talking about what an idiot I am, you know. And I explained to her that I took bad advice from a lesbian. Didn't matter. So then Dan goes, well, that was a fucking dick move. When our schedules line up, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I think that's a dick move on her part. That is
so she messaged me and she said, you're right, it was a dick move.
Hey, all right, cool.
Yeah.
She also said, and you were also passive aggressive. And I said, I know.
Okay, I'm mad at her anymore.
But she didn't want to go out with you again.
It looks like we're going to go out again.
Hey, it worked. Honesty. It works.
I don't know what Matt's doing there, but I joined in. Nick got in. Jeff,
I love clapping.
Still the laziest member of the show.
But we gave Jeff an applause.
Well, that's
cool,
man.
What am I supposed to applaud for myself?
Yeah, I don't know.
Always.
It doesn't seem like it's going to work out with her, though.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, you can give it up. I mean, I guess you can fuck. That'd be nice.
That's all it is for you. That's all it ever is for Nick Turner.
No, I mean, it's better to fuck than not fuck.
I got this move when my muscles start to give way.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I already did that.
Okay, you taking an elbow? You guys taking an elbow?
Penny for your thoughts.
Penny for your thoughts?
I was fine with you going with that until you said penny for your thoughts. And that's when it became too much of the bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It wasn't up until that point word for word.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you like gave the idea of it, but then when you actually like threw in the tag,
yeah,
it was like, all right, you're doing.
Do
material.
You dislike it when you see?
I'm only tags. That's the difference.
Nicky tags.
When you see like a comedian or something go on like a talk show, you know, like a Stephen Colbert, like somebody goes on Colbert, or somebody goes on Jimmy Fallon or something, and you recognize that they start to do like a bit from one of their shows. Does it piss you off?
Well, they're usually doing stand up.
No, but they're just sitting there on the couch acting like it's a story.
Yeah, but that's what they do.
Oh, none of my friends get that luxury.
All they do is they go through, they find your bits, and then they feed you questions to lead you into bits. That's what they do on those shows.
It makes me not like Stephen Colbert as much. I like Stephen Colbert. I really like that John Oliver show.
You like to think there's some sort of magic happening?
Yeah, TV magic.
Look, everybody's just got so much funny stuff right off the top of their head.
Yeah, you guys, we have to sit here for an hour and a half every week to try to get 4 laughs out of this show. All right?
Do you edit it once it's done?
No.
Here's your 3-minute podcast.
Yeah.
With a guaranteed 4 laughs. Do you ever get the 4th laugh way too early?
And you're like, oh, like, no. What do we do?
We have an hour left.
Let's just end the show.
Let's just turn it off.
End the show. Get out.
What's funny is Daniel could just like stop recording halfway through and not tell us, and we would have no idea.
I usually don't tell them when I start.
Sometimes if I'm doing a headlining set and I get like too big of a laugh 10 minutes in, I just, that's it. That's my time. You laugh too hard. That's my closer.
You ruined it for everyone. I hope you're happy.
No, they love it. Nobody wants to see me for more than 10 minutes.
Nobody.
Not one person.
when you first started headlining,
and that's how you guarantee she'll come before you do.
when I first started headlining, I would always do too much time. Did you do that when you first started out?
I still don't do it now.
I like to prove. I don't know what my thought process was. I would do like, I'm like, look how much stuff I got. I could do an hour and 20 minutes. And I
yeah,
would do
no,
it.
No, not at all. I do 40 fucking 8 minutes every time. I could be in the middle of a thought and I get the light and I get good night. And the killer was, oh, good night.
Me.
That's my check. I mean, my time. I did all my time to get my check. And then
we'll
I get off stage and I usually punch the club owner in the throat and rummage through his pockets for my check. And then I hold it in your shoe?
You got it in your shoe, you motherfucker?
And then you Dukes of Hazzard out of the parking lot in your convertible Mustang.
Hell yeah.
Just get on out.
Hell yeah. I haven't opened a door in 12 years of comedy. Just jump through the window.
That's because God keeps closing them. But that idiot leaves all these windows open.
So is that how it works? They give you a check, but if you don't go your whole time slot, you like get cut in half or something?
No, I do my time. No, I mean, no one's ever done half their headlining set.
And then just no one's ever just done half. Fucking
yeah, I don't know a lot of stories about that.
No, I don't know how bad it has to get
to not. Yeah.
To leave, but also I don't do a lot. I don't do any DIY touring. Everything's through my agent, and so nobody fucks me on money.
Mm-mm.
I don't. There's no
nobody.
Well, no, because it's like, you know, there's people that they want at my agency.
For people don't know, his agent is Suge Knight.
Suge Knight, yes.
Yeah.
No one fucks Suge Knight.
Suge Knight Comedy Productions.
Suge's
Suge Knight Talent Management.
But if you don't give, like, even someone stupid like me my money, then, like, you don't get to book Aziz anymore. You know, like, whatever's on the roster. Who else they got on the roster? So I get all my millions.
Millions of pennies.
I perform, yeah.
Right on.
What type of person is your are the people in the agency?
Jewish? Like, is that what
mostly agents?
Basically, that.
Are
was
you asking if they're Jewish?
I was asking if they were Jewish. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Are most of my agents Jewish? Yes.
Wonderful. That's. It seems like a good.
They
agency.
Are.
It seems like a good agency then. What would be the worst type of agent? And by that I mean like color
race.
Or ethnicity.
Lesbian.
Lesbian.
Yeah, you've
agent?
Seen the kind of dating advice they give.
Listen, you don't need advice
Nick,
from them
gotta
on your
be
career.
A man. Get in there, tell them to give you fucking money.
Unless you want to, like, you know, advice on wearing chain wallets.
Oh, my God.
Just yeah. Let that sit for
and
a
I need advice. So I'm like, where do I put my wallet in the front or my keys in the back? Which one?
Wait, can I get one of the ones where, like, the clip goes on the belt loop and then the keys hang from that and then the chain goes back to the wallet? Is that good?
You know what the only hip wallet chain is these days? Two wallets.
Two wallets?
Like, wallet in the front, wallet in the back.
Oh, not two in the back and then a chain connecting the two?
No. Or a lot of lesbians connect them to each other. You know, they each have one wallet.
Like on that episode of Saved by the Bell where they had like the buddy bands.
Yep.
That.
Yep, that's actually the beginning of lesbianism.
Yeah. The buddy band.
And episode. That was the first time two women had
smashed
sex.
Beaches together.
That tell all about Saved by the Bell really got into lesbians.
Yeah, did you see the Lifetime movie?
No. But that's
I
what
did.
I'm referring
it was
to. Yeah, I didn't see it.
I just watched the first episode of American Crime, The People vs. O.J. Simpson.
Wow, you're really getting into this one on time.
And it was riveting.
Oh, God, it's over, man.
Did you
can't
know
talk about it.
He killed people?
Jury's still out. I'm on the last episode.
No,
jury's still out.
No way. Yeah. After that first episode, I remember like the whole thing going down, but after the first episode, I was like, "Nah, he fucking killed him. I don't even need to watch the rest."
No, yeah, everybody knows.
I don't need to watch the rest. That dude killed the shit out of them.
Yeah,
hardcore, like nasty ass shit.
Yeah,
I like that you're going into this with the idea of like getting to the bottom of the truth.
Finally, gonna figure out what my opinion is.
All right, here we go.
On this guy who's in jail currently.
But
look, I for one, I don't like to form an opinion about the news until 20 plus years after the fact. I really want to get all the facts on the table. I want to see all sides of the argument.
I don't want
to
form an
and
opinion.
And then 20 years later, I want them to make a televised drama about it, and then I'll watch one episode and I'll tell you how I feel.
Yeah, I don't want to form an opinion until a bunch of writers sit in a room and write all the details in a very dramatic fashion.
Yeah, yeah. So but 20 years later.
Yeah, so I get it finally.
John Travolta is incredible in that show, though.
Yeah, they're all so good. It's such a good show.
I haven't seen it.
John Travolta is the scariest motherfucker in the world on that
Who's
show.
John Travolta in that?
He's a lawyer.
He's OJ.
What's his name?
Robert Shapiro.
Hello, this is Robert Shapiro.
Nick's agent, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're looking for some work for Nick.
You better get him his fucking money. Or I'm going to come down there and I'm going to shove my dick right up your fucking ass.
You
so
think
hard.
You're getting the Z's?
Well, we no longer work with him.
Have you met Aziz, by the way?
Hell yeah, bro.
Do you like Aziz?
I've been doing comedy in New York a long time. I knew that dude when he was a nobody for the 4 months that he was a nobody. From 20 to 20. He was still in NYU.
Right on.
I haven't seen him as much lately.
Yeah?
He's doing all right, right?
You think he's okay?
Think he's doing all right?
I don't hear his name much anymore.
He's got that Netflix show.
It was great. It was a great show.
I haven't watched it.
I've been meaning to watch it.
I really liked it.
It's good.
I don't have a lot of free time.
I remember when I was in LA, a lot of people bitched about Aziz. I'm just curious.
Because he's an engine?
No.
He listens to the show, so it'd probably be best to not talk shit.
Gulp!
It's probably best not to talk shit, Nick. I know you're on the edge of your seat.
Yes, I just can't wait to get it out.
Rip Aziz a new
take asshole. That. I like your show.
You piece of shit.
Yeah.
Hey, great show, asshat.
But to be fair, you know, everyone is an asshat.
So, and everyone listens to the show. So now you called him out.
True.
I really liked him on that Kanye West music video.
Yes, five years ago.
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah, that was...
That's my favorite thing he's done.
Yeah, me too. That and Seven Seasons of Community.
I never watched that. Well,
he's not on it. Don't worry.
Oh, I think we should wrap it up.
All right.
The fourth...
See ya.
There's your fourth laugh.
Four laughs and four...
We should probably...
Things are crazy.
Well, Nick, thank
there,
you
huh?
for coming. Yeah.
Thanks, now, you want me to do a bunch of plugs, right?
For yeah. Hit it up. What you got going on the next, like, month?
Google.
We actually weren't going to do plugs.
No, I was kidding about plugs.
Because we're not.
Who would give a shit?
No one.
Even if you were listening to it, you're not listening now.
Well, but you are going to do what this year, you were telling me before the show?
Oh, yeah. Ecstasy.
Yeah, for the first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's on your, like...
No.
Your bucket list for the year?
Yep. Nick has done more ecstasy
in
than most people.
2016, I'm going to do
I got my share already.
What is ecstasy like?
Sweaty.
It's real sweaty.
Oh God!
So is coke. I can't. Any real drugs are fucking. Ugh, I just sweat.
That doesn't sound. You just sit around and sweat.
I don't know. I don't like real drugs anymore.
Oh my God! I'd rather fuck a robot.
Yeah.
And that's how we get them one at a time.
Yeah.
I think I've been thinking about going back doing like something again, acid or something, watching a little TV.
Yeah, that's what you want to do with acid.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna have a
what's
quiet
on
night,
the telly.
Do some acid, watch some.
Well,
TV.
It's better than me going outside.
You know what? Do acid.
Anything's
and watch,
better than you going outside.
Do acid and watch The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be good. That'd be a good night.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys back here 1 week from today after our acid O.J. marathon.